B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 5:42. Happy Tuesday. It's just Bob and LBF. Today, Brian continues his Disney vacay. I saw online he was having a fun day yesterday.
He was.
He's probably a great Disney dad. I can see that. He's you know, excitable.
Yes.
Wants to do all the things.
Right.
Probably a well-planned trip.
He probably has like a GoPro.
Yeah. Yeah, GoPro.
Yeah,
right,
all the gadgets.
It's all being filmed.
He has a backpack. I noticed that and I was like, wow, that's rare. Like Dave doesn't pack. I have the pocketbook and that's, or the bag.
Yeah. He's got to be. He's a Disney dad.
Yeah, he's a
Disney don't have a backpack.
Dad. No. Did you ever have a backpack on a family trip?
No.
You're like, no thanks.
No, here, honey.
Yeah.
Carry this.
Right.
You know, you always do the mom bag.
Right, I didn't realize that a backpack on the dad was an option.
Yeah.
So now Brian's ruined it for Dave.
Yes. Get him a backpack. Anyway, so enjoying his trip. That's Brian. We're here holding down the fort, and we have a lot of stuff going on. We are giving away money at 8 o'clock, 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. It's the cash box. We rock it on the even hours for your shot at $500. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Be listening for your chance to win that multiple times during your workday. So that's the way to do it. Just leave ROR on.
Yep, that's it.
When you get to work today. The artist of the day, by the way, just to kind of help things out when you're listening for. So you'll hear Billy Joel.
And
that's your artist of the day. So Billy will play on those even hours. Okay?
Okay.
And weather today is pretty good. High of 59 to 60. Not too shabby. Did you do anything yesterday?
I did. We had a party.
Excuse me?
Had the most random party ever.
Why?
My brother's home from Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
My nephew, Adam, happy birthday. His 18th birthday is today.
Oh.
So we just had like a happy everything party. And we had it at the Legion. The American Legion in Canton, which is right on the Canton High School campus. So the kids walked from class right to the party.
How fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we saw all my brother's friends and my family's friends, and it was fun. I suggest highly having a party on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's probably pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Was it open bar?
We're Beckhams. Yes.
Yeah. What's a beer cost at the... VFW. Was it AmVets or VMW? VFW.
It's the Legion.
Legion. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like maybe $4, $5?
Best deal in town.
Yeah.
If that. Wow.
It was lovely. It was really lovely.
Glad,
so
you know,
thanks to everybody at the Canton American Legion.
Yay. A little day drinking's fun on a Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's very early.
That explains the seven yawns you've had already. Okay, it is 45 in Boston. Here we go.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:58. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And, of course, Brian's on vacation this week. So LBF and I holding down the fort on Deep Dish Pizza Day. So just thought I'd bring that up. Yeah, so we should celebrate with the Deep Dish.
Oh, every day. It's so hard to
there
diet.
You
it
go.
Really is.
All right, other than that, what's going on?
All right, it's 42 degrees in Boston. More JetBlue flights were canceled at Logan Airport yesterday. There were 38 JetBlue flights that were canceled in total, with close to 100 delays reported by the airline. JetBlue expects to have the issues worked out in the next few days. Hull police are investigating an alleged case of swatting where a hoax 911 call is made to draw a huge police response. A Hull 911 dispatcher received a call Friday night from a man saying he'd murdered his mother and father in a house in Nantasket Avenue. This brought a huge police and medical response from the multiple area towns where officers entering the home and determining that everything was fine. Police do not believe the fake 911 call was made by anyone from Hull or with ties to the town. And the richest person in the world is playing around on Twitter after becoming its largest stakeholder. Elon Musk bought more than 9% of the social media giant. Hours later, the Tesla and SpaceX CEOs asked users if they wanted an edit button, and most said yes.
What? I don't understand. What do you need? What's the edit button for?
I guess once you tweet something, you can't edit
go
it.
Back and
yeah.
edit it. Oh.
So, which would be nice. It keeps people honest. I don't know. In sports, the sports world is congratulating the men's basketball national champions. Kansas won their fourth NCAA tournament title last night in a historic comeback. They trailed by 15 at halftime, but beat North Carolina 72-69. The Bruins picked up a 3-2 overtime victory over the Blue Jackets, and the Celtics visit the Bulls tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah. And weather's pretty nice. Going to be about 59-60, a mix of clouds and sun. And tonight, cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, rain likely at a high of only 47. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's 43. All right, 601. We're going to rock the cash box at 8 o'clock for $500. Be here for that.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:18 on this Tuesday. It's going to be a pretty decent day, too. Last for a while. The last decent day, because it's going to be sunny and about 60 to 61. And it's 43 right now. So tomorrow the clouds come in and the rain for the next few days. So enjoy it.
Yes.
I wish I could. LBF. I've got an irksome situation I want you to help me with.
This is what I live for.
And anybody listening might be able to help me, too.
Okay.
I don't want to complain. But tell me if you would find this irksome and what you would do about it. Coach me up, okay?
Oh, gladly, sir.
Yeah. So, as you know, I'm trying to, you know, get in shape, go to the gym,
grueling workout,
3, maybe 4 days a week.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I got nothing going on. My wife's rehabbing at home.
Yeah, so you...
We're not doing lunch. We're not doing... So I have, you know, time to kill. So I've been going to the gym a little bit.
Wow.
I'm finding something to be kind of irksome.
Okay.
It's this. When I get to the locker room, right?
Yeah.
I always look for a quiet, dead spot in the locker room.
Right.
Because it's tight.
Yeah.
And I look at the lockers, and I try to find the locker with the area with the least locks on the lockers.
So, yeah, you're just like, I want to be left alone.
I just want to sit here. I want to, you know, get my stuff together and sit here.
Mm-hmm.
On more than one occasion, it happened yesterday. I'm sitting there. I found a nice spot. Mm-hmm. There's no to the left 4 lockers, to the right 4 lockers. Plenty of space.
Yep.
This guy comes in, and I swear, he sits right beside me and took the very next locker to me as I'm sitting there. And there's nobody else in the locker room.
Okay. Is it the same guy every time?
He's done it twice. And it's all I can do to not say anything. These are not assigned lockers. It's all I can do
to
not. You
can't say anything.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. What are you going to say? Can't you find another locker? What's your problem, weirdo?
Why can't I say that?
Because.
I huff, I puff.
You do?
There's a little, yeah, I'll be honest.
I'm a little
like, oh, man, all right, where's, oh, God, why? You know, but I won't say anything because I don't want to be thrown out of the gym.
Well, okay, all right, I have a solution.
What's your solution?
I would say to him, hey, buddy, I just kind of tried to find this like little private corner because I'm not feeling great.
I just
give you a fair warning.
That's really good.
Right?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I'm not feeling good.
Yeah. Just, I kind of try.
I am getting over a sinus infection.
Right. So you could just cough a little bit and just be like, yeah, I don't have COVID, but I don't feel great. Okay. So I just want to, you know, it's kind of why I chose this.
Yeah. And it's not just him. This happens a lot.
Well,
but
that's
this particular
line.
One was the most
egregious.
Like, but is it maybe I'm just wondering.
Maybe they're hitting on you.
No, I don't think so. We don't talk. It's like I'm sitting here going,
sometimes
you've got
you don't
to
need
be
to talk.
Kidding me. Would you find that irksome?
Oh, yeah.
And weird?
Well, yeah. I don't want, first of all, I mean, one of the reasons I avoid gyms is because of the locker room. But yeah, no, I don't want, it's like movie seats. Like if somebody sits next to you at the movies.
Hang on. Let me take this call.
Okay.
All right. ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
I got a solution to the locker room problem.
Okay.
Just be right up with it. Make sure, you know, make a think, kind of a little thing about it, but get up and move down like 2 or 3 spots.
But just huff and puff a little bit?
Yeah.
So you move.
I gotta take my stuff out of the locker. Gotta move.
Then he's just gonna think you're a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should go through the world having people think you're a jerk.
Any more than already.
So, like,
thank you, though, caller. I appreciate it.
I mean, it's honest in a way.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, just a little white lie.
It's not just me then, right? Fine.
No, it's not. I don't like it. It's like when you're in a movie theater and somebody sits right next to you. Like, of all the seats in all the land, why would you sit next to me?
You'd have to get up.
I need space.
Okay, it's not just me. I feel a little bit better. But you feel free to coach us up at 888-410-1057. I'm just curious what people would do. I like your idea, though.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Yeah. I could be like...
You shouldn't sit here.
Why are you here then?
Yeah, be like, I just feel like it might be allergies, but you know, I just want to be careful.
That's good, LBF.
Right?
You,
yeah,
are good
passive
at
aggressive,
that.
Baby.
Like, yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 626. Yeah, some locker talk. Locker room talk is what we call it. See, LBF, that's why you don't go to the gym. You'd rather just walk and do your thing, but it's nice to know that you would also find it irksome if somebody literally sat next to you when there's nobody else in the area.
Yeah.
And started just undressing.
Not undressing. I'd run.
I'm talking down to the bare walls.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting next to you. You didn't talk about nakedness.
Oh, yeah. No, they're naked.
They're naked?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color. I'd be like, what the heck?
What'd you think?
I thought he was just sitting there putting his sneakers on.
No, I go with my civvies, right?
Your civilians?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I switch into my gym gear.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah, you got to.
Why? Why don't you just change at home?
You know, I've done that. But
no, why just change
when
at home?
It's warmer, and like now I will because it's getting warmer.
Oh, I see. Okay, but naked.
Forget it. Joe, what do you say?
How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
What are you calling about the gym?
I am.
Okay.
If you know he's going to go in the very next locker, just get a rubber snake or a mouse or something in the locker. Then when he opens it, he won't be sitting there anymore.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Thanks,
that's
Joe.
Fun.
We're back in high school.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Jason, any advice for the locker situation?
You know what? I would skip the gym altogether, okay?
All right, Jason.
You do claim that your golf game is in the crapper.
True.
So my suggestion is... walk 9 holes 4 days a week, and there's your exercise.
Well, that's great. That's great, Jason.
Yeah, just pivot. Pivot.
Must be nice, Jason.
Yeah. And then when we play.
Oh, my God.
Jason, you're breaking up, but thank you, buddy. All right, Steve, good morning.
Yes.
Hey, Steve.
Why don't you buy about 4 or 5 locks and just put them on each side of the locker.
This guy's a genius.
What is it?
Take 4 or 5 locks and just lock up some lockers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
idea.
That
is amazing.
That's actually pretty good,
too. I got to have, like, a janitor's keys with me all the time, so unlock all the lockers.
Okay.
Steve,
like
that's
it.
Pretty,
all right.
Pretty good, my friend.
All righty.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great
you too. Bye.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Bye. Not a bad hack.
Bad.
I mean, got to have a lot of keys and locks to keep straight,
That's
you know.
A commitment.
But, yeah. It's you didn't think, so the naked stuff bothers you.
I just thought he was changing next to you. Like,
oh,
like,
no.
Not changing, but like naked?
All glory in all his glory.
Oh,
morning
no.
glory.
I would be like, what is happening? First of all, I'm just not comfortable with naked at all. So that's
sitting
why I don't
right
go to locker
to
rooms. Like, if somebody was standing next to me naked in a locker room, I'd be like, what is
Are you sick?
Happening?
Really? Another woman? That would bother you?
Oh, I know it wouldn't bother you.
Well, in that particular... Now, where's that coming?
It would just make me so uncomfortable. I mean, inside my body, I'm 12.
Yeah.
And like being like,
That's so funny.
Don't look at me.
Well, okay. Explains why we're not going to the gym much.
Yep.
Okay, good. Hey, coming up, Morning Court. Julie is on the phone to talk to us. She had a nice couple of dates with a guy until there became a... I don't want to call it a threesome.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Somebody joined the dinner, and as it turns out, it was an ex. So that was weird. Mm. You're on a date with a guy, and then their ex shows up?
Happens.
Okay. So we'll say it kind of bothered Julie. She found that irksome, too.
Okay.
Morning Court, brought to you by Boston Interiors. Come to the Boston Interiors Warehouse Sale. That is in Stoughton, April 7th through the 10th. Save up to 75% or 70% off. A huge selection of furniture, all ready to take home. See you at Boston Interiors in Stoke.
The ROR Morning Show. with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day and all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is now in session. Let's say good morning to Julie.
Good morning. Hi.
What brings you to Morning Court today?
Well, I need some dating advice, and honestly, my friends are just sick of me asking, so I figured I'd turn to you guys.
Okay.
Came to the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. What's going on?
Well, I met this guy on Match, and we totally hit it off. We've been on 3 dates now. Pretty casual so far, and, you know, I like him, and I think he likes me, you know? You know how it goes.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure, I don't know, but after 3 dates, you should be getting a good feeling one way or the other, right?
Yeah, and I think I do. It's just that the last time I saw him, we met for coffee. We were kind of like tight on time and we wanted to see each other, but we had to fit something in, you know? So meeting for coffee, even though you don't have a lot of time, that seems like he likes me, right? Like trying to fit in a date.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I like it.
So we were talking, you know, having coffee. It was going really well. But then this woman came up to the table and started chatting with him. And he introduced me as his friend. And she, like, almost completely ignored me, it felt like. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. But she talked to him for, like, I don't know, what seemed like forever. I would say, like, 10 minutes, like, a while.
That's a long time to stand and talk to somebody and kind of ignore
awkward.
Another person. Yeah.
Especially, like, you said, a quick coffee
date.
Yeah,
exactly.
So why was he indulging her? That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When she finally left, I was like, oh, she seems nice, even though she was so rude. But, you know, I wasn't going to say that.
No.
And he was like, yeah, she's okay. And then just changed the subject.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it meant something, right? I don't know. When I got home, I insta-stalked him. I know that's like, you shouldn't do that. But I looked through his history and I saw pictures of her on his feed.
Oh.
And they dated. Like, they dated for a while.
Right.
Like, they went to Paris. They like, really dated.
Oh, okay? Yeah, they really dated.
Yeah.
He didn't ever give you any indication of that.
And he said nothing. So, like, I'm totally upset. Like, I don't know. I'm wondering why. Like, why didn't he say anything? Why wasn't he up front with me? Like, should he have been? Like, I think he should.
Julie, let me just say that maybe, you know, he's over her. It wasn't anything.
It's pertinent information.
Is it, though? Because then he wasn't trying to confuse. They've moved on. Maybe that's... I'm just, you know, looking for...
I'm just saying.
Here.
All right.
You don't like it. I can tell.
So now what?
I mean, he did ask me to dinner, so I am going to see him again, but I don't know.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't sit right with me, the whole situation. I don't know if I should confront him about it or just, like, let it be or...
Oh.
I don't know. I kind of want to ask him about it and be like, oh, tell me more about your friend from coffee. And just, I don't know. Am I acting crazy?
Kind of hard on how you just bring that up. You're certainly not going to say you insta-stalked.
You ever been to Paris with her?
Yeah
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that might not be the way to do it. But yeah. I got to say something, right?
It's just so new with your relationship. You got to tread lightly because you don't want him to think that you're insta-stalking him, which you are. But that's okay. Hide those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're more serious.
Boy, sounds like you like him, but then you got some concerns. Maybe you have a right to be concerned.
Yeah.
All right, Julie, you know how Morning Court works. We'll take lots of calls today from folks who will give you some advice, whether you just need to let it go or should you dig a little deeper, okay, and find out who she is.
All right, good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, when you dig deeper, though, it gets dirty.
It could get dirty. We've broken up
fair
relationships
warning.
Here. I'm just
yeah.
saying.
Okay.
All right, so it does happen.
You know what? I appreciate it either way.
Okay. Okay, let's light up the phones for Julie, 888-410-1057. Should he have been more honest with her, or is it no big deal? Morning Court is open. Let's go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 651 and 43 in Boston. Bob and LBF today. on Morning Court. We just talked with Julie, who is, I guess she's had three dates with a guy. It was all good until the third date. A woman showed up, came up to the table, started chatting with the guy she's been seeing. He introduced her as a friend, and she pretty much ignored Julie the whole time. She finds out that through Insta-stalking...
Yeah, what happens? You know, you got to do what you got to do.
That, guess what? They dated him for quite a while. He didn't let her know that. So that's really the question.
Yeah, like, oh, it's my old girlfriend. Just a real quick thing.
Why wouldn't he say that? He didn't. So are there red flags? Is something fishy? What do you think? Let's help Julie out. You can tell us a little distraught by it. Let's go to you. Hey, good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, is this Mary?
This is.
All right, Mary. What do you think for Julie's case today?
Okay. Well, I think that Julie just should relax until this person shows up again on their next date, because I really doesn't think to be red flags about people run into each other all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
So chill.
You know. Just relax.
Relax.
Yeah, right. I think she's being a little over dramatic, and right. I don't think she should have stalked his Insta, but if she did, it's still not a concern until this woman appears again.
All right, she'll be glad to hear that. But you can understand people these days, just the access to the intel.
Right.
Right? It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't think the guy's hiding anything, or else, you know, I don't think he would have asked her out again.
If he was hiding something, he is the most chill guy ever.
Right.
Because she joins, you know, they're together, they're talking, he's not nervous.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, hey, that's it.
Someone I knew.
And honestly, I think maybe the girl might have felt as awkward as Julie, you know, so I think you got to look at it from both sides.
All right.
And I don't think she has any reason to be, you know, freaked out about it as of yet.
Mary says, let it go for a while. Okay. Thanks, Mary. She needed to hear that. She is kind of freaking out. Okay. See ya.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Robin, you're up next. Robin, what do you think of her case today?
Okay. So as a fellow, you know, dater, my mind actually goes one step further than that. So I'm wondering who picked the coffee place. And if maybe he wanted to run into his ex-girlfriend to, you know, I mean, that's where my mind goes. Like, if he picked the place, then maybe he knew his ex-girlfriend was going to breeze through. Maybe he's trying to, you know, I don't know.
That's make her jealous. Like, oh, yeah. Ooh, you.
I'm in demand.
Right. Like, exactly. Look at me.
Interesting.
I'm dating again. Ooh, that's a plot twist. I like where your mind goes, though.
Well,
it's good.
Robin, so you're in the dating. Are you in the dating world now? So you're going through all this stuff. Now, what would you have done if you were Julie sitting there on your third date and you find out this other person that he, you know, had dated previously? Yeah. What'd you said? Anything?
I'm much more assertive, I think. I would have inserted myself into the conversation a little bit more, like, hi, I'm Robin. I would have stuck my hand in her face. Hi, you know, how do you guys know each other?
Right.
Like, I am all like, let's just get it right out there.
Wow.
Yeah. She could have saved herself a lot of Insta stalking if she'd just done that.
Yeah. How do you guys know each other? Yeah. And then, which brilliant, if he lies, then we got
a
problem.
There you go.
Robin.
Okay.
Good job, Robin.
You know, you've been in the dating trenches.
Robin knows, right?
All right. 5 years.
How's that going?
I've decided that I'm just going to go it alone, I think. I'm going to just be fierce and go it alone.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
You know what? That's the best. Then something will happen. Or not.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Like, if
or not,
but you're
that's
fierce.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fierce and single and...
I like
go
it,
get them.
That's, you know what, that's attractive to people.
Yes,
that
it is.
Well, here's an independent person. So maybe that's the way to go. Thank you, Robin. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
I didn't think about that.
What's
making
that?
Making her jealous.
Yeah, that's pretty slick. What do you think? Okay, 888-410-1057. Is Julie? Is she gone a little too much? What do you think? 105.7 WROR 80s and more. That was a perfect song. for Morning Court. Is she really going out with him?
Oh, yeah, right? Perfect.
They did. All right, we'll recess on Morning Court for a minute. But if you're calling, we'll get to your calls. Right now, let's see what's happening. It's 7 o'clock, LBF.
All right, it's 42 degrees in Boston. More JetBlue flights were canceled at Logan Airport yesterday. There were 38 JetBlue flights that were canceled in total at Logan, with close to 100 delays reported by the airline. JetBlue expects to have the issues worked out in the next few days. A Stoughton police officer has resigned while under investigation related to the death of a young woman who took her own life last year. The 23-year-old woman told friends she met Officer Matthew Farwell as a teenager in a police program and that they began a sexual relationship when she was 15. Farwell's resignation comes after state police reported that the allegations against him are credible and warrant further action. And road rage shootings are out of control. New data shows last year was the worst ever, with more than 500 people killed or injured across the nation. This breaks down to a person shot every 17 hours. The report also points out gun sales hit a record high during the pandemic. In sports, the sports world is congratulating the men's basketball national champions. Kansas won their fourth NCAA tournament title last night in a historic comeback. They trailed by 15 at halftime, but beat North Carolina 72-69. The Bruins picked up a 3-2 overtime victory over the Blue Jackets, and the Celtics visit the Bulls tomorrow night.
Okay, weather looks like a mix of sun and clouds today. We're going to hit 61. Beautiful. And nice. 43 tonight for Thursday. Tomorrow. High, like I said, of only like 47 degrees. Yikes. All right.
Ooh, chilly.
All right. Right now it is 43. How the road? Okay. Billy Joel is your artist of the day today, and your shot at $500 when he plays just after 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock today. We're going to open the cash box for $500.
Nice.
So be here an hour from right now. We'll tell you that keyword to text in to get your share of the loot.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hit it, LBF.
Oh, I got it.
If you know this theme, you were watching 60 Minutes on Sunday nights in the 80s, followed by
Murder, She Wrote.
A very special Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
So great.
Did you ever watch Murder, She Wrote?
You know what? I didn't, Bob, and I wish I did because I feel like I would love it. It's up in Maine.
Yeah.
She's a writer.
You hear that typewriter?
Yeah, I hear it.
Just clanging away.
I mean, it's amazing.
You should watch Murder, She Wrote.
It's just paint by numbers TV.
Yeah.
An hour, you're like, oh, wow, didn't see that coming.
No.
Boop, touch, turn the TV off, never think about
button
it.
Button it up. Okay. So check this out.
Yeah.
There is an actual real life Murder, She Wrote going on. Okay. This woman wrote a book. And the book was called How to Murder Your Husband. Yeah, okay. She's in Oregon. She went on trial for allegedly murdering her husband 4 years ago. And back in 2011, she actually wrote the essay, How to Murder Your Husband. Okay? So she's a 71-year-old woman, right? Just like Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
Her name's Nancy Brophy.
You're never too old.
Nope. To murder your husband. So Nancy went on trial for allegedly murdering her husband 4 years ago. And remember, she wrote that essay,
yeah,
How to Murder Your Husband. She also wrote a romance novel called The Wrong Husband.
Okay.
The judge ruled that those facts cannot be entered into evidence. So the jury is not going to know. Okay? Now, so she was arrested back in 2018. All right? Apparently, her husband had been shot and killed at work. There were no witnesses. Okay?
Wow.
So did she pull off the perfect murder? Well, Nancy wasn't a successful writer, and if she did murder, she wasn't a successful murderer either, because a lot of the things are pointing to Nancy.
Like what?
Like a life insurance policy.
Oh, yep. But that's typical,
follow
though.
The money.
I know, but everyone has that.
An order for a ghost gun.
Oh.
That you assemble yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's that. Not everyone has one of those.
No. An order for a replacement gun barrel. Okay. Because apparently the first gun barrel didn't work. And there's surveillance footage placing her nearby. Okay.
Those are I would call those receipts.
Yes. Now, the defense claims the gun was her just researching material for her next book. Everything is circumstantial. So here's where she got a lot of things wrong. I've watched enough of this guy right here.
Mr. Bad guy?
Mr. Keith Morrison.
What's the bizarre reason?
I love him.
To know a few things. All right, here's some things.
All right, I have a counter to yours. But
okay.
You tell me.
All right, some pro tips.
Okay.
If you decide to off your husband.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. All right. Your cell phone always gets you. So
it does. It so
has
get
location.
It. Get a burner.
Get a burner phone. Also, your car, if it has a GPS, it's going to get you. Because your car,
so
they can
phone,
go back.
Beater car from the 70s.
Yeah. And cameras are everywhere.
Yeah, you just, you know what the point of the story is?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no,
because
we're not
you can't get away with it now.
It's a lot harder than it used to be.
I just think that she
maybe you don't write a book called How to Murder Your Husband.
She should invoke the Catherine Tremell defense.
Which is?
From Basic Instinct.
Huh?
Which is, I'd be have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill him in the way I described in my book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's from the interrogation scene.
That's right. Oh, with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, remember that pretty.
All right. Okay. I didn't want to bring it up.
No, okay, fine.
Anyway,
but
maybe
anyway,
that's the thing.
This is a real story. It's insane.
She's older, too. She looks like a
71,
granny.
71, she wrote the book, How to Murder Your Husband. That was after the novel, The Wrong Husband. Now, if you're the husband, okay, is this the red flag, LBF, that your
like
wife is writing
flag.
These things?
Well, I mean, Stephen King's wife's okay with him. So, I mean, you know, it's called literary license.
Uh-huh.
But I would watch my back.
I would watch my... Hey, what's your next book? Oh, How to Bury Your Husband.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
How to Hide a Body.
How to Hide a
There's
Body.
There's a whole series.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to keep our eye on that that trial.
That's
the real life murder, she wrote. All right. Any other pro tips at all?
No, I'm going to leave those to you, Mr.
Yeah,
Dateline.
Those are the things. Your phone, your car, because your phone... A lot of people, they think they shut their phone off.
No, it still can ping.
Red flag right there. Like, well, your phone was off? Okay. Where were you? Anyway.
You got to get out more often.
I think I do. All right, 722. How about some Journey? Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. Today, Brian's on vacation. We're holding down morning court. Julie called us. She's had three dates with a guy. It was all going great. And on the third date, it was a party of three, basically. Another person showed up. Another woman did. Chit-chatted.
Yap, yap, yap.
Yeah. And he never introduced her other than my friend.
Yeah.
So what did she do?
She went on Instagram and stalked him. And she insta-stalked him, which is what you do.
Apparently, then, that's what we do now.
Yeah, and then she found out that this friend was more than a friend. They dated for a while. They even went to Paris together. There were pictures of them in Paris.
And he never told her. So,
he
Lori,
said, hey.
What do you think, Lori? Is that a problem?
No, the jury is still out. There's no reason to make a verdict right now. He has a chance to show his true colors over the next couple of weeks. And you know what? He might be reacting to other people he's met who have gone off the deep end about this, and he just might be trying to play it cool because he really likes her.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a normal response.
Yeah. It's easy for Lori to say.
I mean, yeah, right. But that seems like, well.
You know what's good, though, Lori? Thanks for the call. They're kind of making her feel better about it.
Yes.
No one's making her feel worse yet.
Yeah,
which
like
is,
just
which
relax, is good. Relax. And, you know, see how it unfolds.
Okay. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, if they don't connect, they don't connect.
Right.
But no verdict right now.
Okay.
No, there it is. I think you said chillax, right, Lori?
Yes, exactly.
There it is.
There
okay,
it is.
Good enough. All right, have a great day, Lori. Thank you. We'll say
all
hi
right,
to
you too. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
Thank you. Karen, what's your take on Julie's little dilemma today with her third date guy?
Well, my feeling is that they're only on their third date. They're not really romantically involved yet. And just like the other caller, I think, you know, she needs to give it a couple of weeks for the full reveal of the past.
Yeah. Should she question more about the ex there?
You know, the only way I think she should do that is if she herself reveals about information about some other people that she's had relationships with.
Ah. So when do you get
and
to that
maybe
point
he'd
where
open up.
Yeah, maybe you get to that point, LBF, where you would say, so Let's hear about your exes.
I usually the first date.
You want it on the first
I'm
date?
I'm like, listen, what's your damage?
I'm kind of
go.
Like that.
Yeah. Seriously, Karen. Karen, are you still in the dating pool out there?
Oh, no, I'm not. But I was for a while, and I was on Match. And it was years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never, you know, I'm married now. My husband and I didn't meet on Match. But I'm not in the dating pool, and I think it would really stink.
Your husband's happy to know,
you know
that,
because
too.
Because they have to go. They just have to go through so much.
But I like what you said, that you both would want to find out now about the exes.
Yeah, just like fess up. I want to know what's in your baggage.
Yeah.
Wow,
what's going
funny.
On with you? Who cheated on whom? Mm-hmm. Who broke up with whom?
On the first date.
Oh, I want the deets. That's the fun. That's the only fun part about going out on a date,
right.
Is to find out other people's problems.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not so bad. You're a mess.
Well, you are a journalist. I like your style.
I would nip it in the butt. Yeah. No. Nip it in the butt.
So that's what you guys
are
thinking.
Nip it in the butt.
Okay, fine. Nip it in the butt.
No mystery.
Thank you, Karen. We're glad you're out of the pool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
And it's brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today to see if there's money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Beth from Nashua today if she gets Super Smart. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Bob and LBF. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
You're in the car, right? You're going to play from the car today?
I am.
Okay.
On your way, over.
On your way to work? And where's that?
Yes. I work down in Holliston.
Anybody you want to shout out? Anybody in the audience?
Pam and Joan, I believe, are both listening this morning. Pam is my sister.
Oh, nice.
All right.
And they're rooting for you, Beth, to get all these 10 questions correct for your shot at $1,000. Okay, you know how Super Smart works, right?
Yes.
Okay, you get all 10 of these right, we'll pay you $1,000. Remember, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass, and we shall get back to it. Okay, you ready?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
What is 6 + 2?
8.
Sting was the lead singer of what band?
The Police.
What city is home to the Gateway Arch?
St. Louis.
What is Kurt Cobain's daughter's name?
Frances Bean.
What is the name of the lawyer in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Pass.
What is the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
What Hans Christian Andersen story has a monarch bamboozled by a tailor?
The Emperor's New Clothes.
What is April's birthstone?
Diamond.
Poutine consists of gravy and cheese curds on top of what?
French fries.
Who was Time Magazine's first person of the year?
Jesus.
What was the name of the lawyer in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Atticus Finch.
Oh, you did so well, but 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, Beth.
Oh, no.
Jesus, you were close.
Jesus.
I know, that was the one. I'm like, I have no idea.
That was funny.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's give you multiple choice to make you feel even worse.
Okay.
Give her multiple choice.
Okay. Was it Charles Lindbergh, Al Jolson, or Henry Ford?
Henry Ford?
Nope.
Correct.
It was Lucky Lindbergh, right?
Yes, yeah, Lucky Lindbergh.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Charles Lindbergh.
But still,
that was amazing. Wicked smart.
Well, she thought Time Magazine's been around for 2,000 years, you
right.
know.
Well,
this year's
know.
Man of the Year is Jesus.
I mean, even if it hasn't been, you might want to start with, like, the
I was having fun with you. That's great. Hey, Beth, 9 out of 10, I would be very proud of myself if I were you. Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you didn't get $1,000, but we invite you to come back and play again because you're good. Anytime. Okay. WROR.com. Plus, you got a 5-pack of car washes at Scrub-A-Dub. You share them with you. Pam and your other friends. Whatever you want to do.
Don't share it.
Well, there's the LPF method.
Sharing is not fun.
Yeah. Beth, have a great day, and I would hold my head high if
yes,
I were you.
Yes, for sure. Awesome job.
Very close.
Thank
just
you.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Beth, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was great. 9 out of 10, Jesus. LBF. Hold the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the wheel. She was just one away.
She was close.
$1,000. Yeah, it was Lucky Lindbergh was the lucky winner of Time Magazine's First Person of the Year. If you knew that and you're super smart, sign up to play at WROR.com.
Okay? Yeah, while you're there, play the multiple choice game. It gives you an idea of what questions we ask. And it's multiple choice. And if you slay it, play it, slay it, we'll pay it.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Right there, $1,000. Hey, by the way, for $500 right now, if you missed the keyword to text in for the cash box, it's not too late. You got till 8:15 to text the word radio.
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 To 45911. Because right now you're listening to the radio.
You're listening to the best morning show on the radio.
That's pretty good. Why didn't you say that the last time?
Because. Because I'm surprised I have a job in radio.
Well, not me. All right. Radio is the word. And you got 5 more minutes to text at 45911. We're going to repeat again at 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
Yep.
Billy Joel. If you're listening for Billy, then the keyword follows right after.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:25. We spoke with a very nice lady, Julie, for morning court today. So she's had 3 dates with this guy she seems to like. On the 3rd date, it became a party of 3 almost when a woman who just happened to be around came to the table, started chit-chatting, and really was only introduced as a friend.
Yeah.
Then Jules got into some deep diving, didn't she?
Insta-stalking.
Mm-hmm. And she learned
that they were actually exes, and they'd been, like, together, seriously. Like, they went to Paris together.
Yeah.
That's not something you... You know, don't mention.
So Julie's concern was, shouldn't he have told me that? They were old girlfriends and just kind of, you know, give a little bit more background rather than just, you know, blow it off like it was just a friend who happened to be popping in. So she's kind of freaking out a little bit. See if that's something she ought to be doing or just relax.
Just relax.
What's Lucy say?
Just relax.
Just relax. It's all good. Or is it? Let's say hi to Michelle. What do you think, Michelle?
So, honestly, I think that she just needs to kind of take a step back. And you don't really know what's going through his mind. Maybe he has his reasons for not, you know, mentioning certain things to her. And it's not that he's deliberately not trying to, but maybe there's something more to it that is going on with him that he just doesn't feel comfortable or doesn't feel the need to at this point. I think Steve Harvey said it best that, you know, if your significant other is thinking about cheating on you, then you're just not the right person for them. And it has nothing to do with you or him personally. You're just not the right people together, and it's better off in the long run. So I think she should just, you know, have fun with the relationship and see where it goes.
Right.
Yeah, just relax. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
My daughter tells me all the time.
Nothing ventured.
Yeah.
Nothing gained. Shell, are you in the dating pool these days?
I'm not. I've been with my partner for 6 years now.
That's
so
great.
I haven't dated in a while, but I mean, I've dated plenty of times.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're younger, sometimes it's just due to immaturity that things don't work out.
Yeah.
I think she's, honestly, she's in her 30s, I think. So old enough to know
so
better.
At this
but...
point, it's beyond an immaturity thing. I think she just needs to just take a step back and enjoy each other's company.
And you get to a certain point in your life, you're like, do I like him? Do I not? Let's move
that's
forward
true.
Or away.
I think that's what Michelle's saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey. Who knew?
I had no idea Steve Jeez. Harvey was such a sage when it came to this sort of thing. That guy.
Yeah. Look it up sometime. It's pretty interesting.
I will.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks for calling. Great call.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
WROR. Hello.
I'm calling about your court thing.
Yeah. Morning court.
I think
Yeah, my personal opinion is the past is the past. This is the future. You're going on a date with somebody. Don't bring up the last. This is if he wanted to be with her, he'd be with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can stalk, you can do whatever you want, but bringing up the past is going to do what?
Yeah, but you just heard, you heard LBF over here. Yeah, Roland, you heard LBF and caller Karen say on the first dates they want to know all about your exes.
Yeah, what's your damage go? That's my opening line.
Yeah. What's your damage go?
But then you're going to be sitting there every time that one of those girls walk up. Oh, my God, is he thinking about her or what's going on there? Forget it. He's with you.
It's too much work, right? It's too much work.
Yeah, well, you get, like, get the information, but then move on. Like, that's the thing. I'm, it's like, there's one thing, it's curious, but then don't dwell on it. Like, find it out and then move on.
Nobody wants a third degree
on
the first date.
But if you're on a first date, why would you want to tell all? You get to know each other, and then if you get to that point and that's what you need for your satisfaction, then But on a first date, no.
Let me tell you.
This is why I did not have a lot of second dates.
You know why? Because in the dating pool, you want to deep dive.
Right.
And you don't deep dive on in the dating pool on the first date.
Really?
Shallow waters.
Oh, God. Okay. You are the king of shallow waters. You're like a freaking estuary.
Rolanda, that was uncalled for. That was unkind and uncalled for. God. The abuse, Rolanda.
I know. And I got you all to myself. There's no one to stick up for you. It's great.
Why does he come every day? Why does he show up every day?
I just love it.
All right, Rolanda. Good advice.
Good advice. Thank you.
Rolanda. Just
have a great one, guys.
You too.
All right, you too. Bye.
Poor Rolanda. Get me off the phone. You don't dive deep on the first. I mean, you would actually ask for the damage report. Like a car inspection.
Yep, I'd kick those tires right away.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. Like, I want the damage. Yes, I want the blue book value. Yeah. I want the damage report.
The damage report.
I want the Carfax.
Yeah, the Carfax.
I want it all.
Yeah, the value of the book. Yeah,
well, you know, you might as well know.
And the trade-in value.
I am not young, so let's get to it.
That's what it is. Well, good luck, Julie. I think everyone kind of agrees to just relax, let it play out. It's only three dates. I get a lot invested here. If it doesn't work out, it didn't work out.
Right? Yeah.
Easy for us to say.
Exactly. I'd be like, what's up with the girlfriend?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck, Julie. Hey, coming up, reannounce the winning bar for the WROR Bar Brawl.
Very exciting.
Next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob at LBF this week. Brian's on vacay in Disney. So that's good. Holding down the fort. And coming up at 10 o'clock, Julie Devereaux is going to give you another shot at $500 to open the cash box. Yes.
Nice.
We'll open the cash box at $500 at 10, then noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. So that's awesome. Billy Joel's your artist of the day. If you're listening for Billy, then the keyword to text in for the cash.
I love it. I love cash.
Somebody's already won $500 and it's just the cash box opens at 10. Well, congratulations to the winner of the first ever WROR Bar Brawl. After 64 bars were nominated.
Oh my God.
We got it all the way down to 2, and then yesterday at noon, we have a winner.
Yes, we do. Should I say it?
Go for it.
PJ's Bar and Grill in Bellingham, Massachusetts.
Congratulations. They got the most votes.
Yep.
People love PJ's Bar and Grill in Bellingham.
Well, I took a look at their menu.
Okay.
And I was like, hello, I think I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and I think that you'll agree with me here.
Yeah.
They have, call it home court sandwiches. It's a base, it's a sports bar.
Yeah.
A Boss Hog.
What's the Boss Hog?
That's listening. Smoked pulled pork, cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce, house slaw, pickles on a butter grilled Texas toast.
I would be all over the Boss Hog.
Oh, I mean, God. They have the Auerbach burgers, but like you can get like the Hangover, which is bacon, American and cheddar cheese, sunny side egg, Bloody Mary ketchup. Hello.
Wow.
And then the Wilbur. Mm. This is another pulled pork on the burger.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese, bacon, fried onion strings.
That's fun.
My mouth is watering.
It sounds good. Well, congrats, guys, at PJ's. Mm-hmm. You received the most votes. You'll be getting a plaque or a trophy of some sort.
Yeah.
We might be rolling it out there to present it to you.
I know. I'm definitely going to.
I'm going for that Boss Hog.
Yeah.
Maybe they should name a sandwich after WROR after that.
Yes, they should.
The LBF.
The LBF. The B stands for bologna.
The Lauren Bologna Falcone sandwich.
Yes. Bologna, cheese,
full of bologna.
Pickles, full of bologna.
Try the fry your bologna. That is a way.
Oh, no, thing. I'm a purist.
Oh, are you? Oh,
yes, I'm when sorry. It comes to bologna.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you're full of bologna. Anyway, congratulations to everybody who was nominated. First ever winner is PJ's in Bellingham. I gotta check that place out.
It's awesome.
Boss Hogg. Okay, it's 8:41.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's Bob. LBF this week. Brian's on vacation. It's 8:53. All right, here's some stuff we missed. We didn't get to LBF.
Okay, what do we got?
Because we said to a busy pack show.
Busy.
Some stuff we didn't get to, but we should. I'll start with this one. Kellogg's has admitted that every color of their Fruit Loops is the same flavor. And that flavor is called Fruit, F-R-O-O-T.
You know, this reminds me a lot of the Skittles scandal. All the Skittles are the same taste.
Same taste.
You think it's not true.
Is that true with M&M's?
Close your eyes.
M&M's the same thing?
Yeah, M&M's. But no one thought M&M's tasted different, Bob.
Yeah, but they're different colors.
I know, but they all knew it was just a color thing. But I thought in Skittles, taste the rainbow,
yeah,
that it would be different. Like lime was lime and strawberry was strawberry.
It's the same.
And
there's same. No rainbow.
No.
There's no rainbow.
There's no rainbow.
Ah, bummer. No. Okay. Dr. Seuss released an adult book back in 1939 called The Seven Lady Godivas, The True Facts Concerning History's Barest Family. Mm-hmm. And guess what it featured?
Naked ladies.
Naked ladies.
Yep.
Dr. Seuss.
I saw it. It's the first edition of one of those is like really expensive.
Of the book?
Yeah, because it's dirty and it's rare.
39. It's dirty. So, yeah, he drew naked women. It only sold 2,500 copies.
Wow, that would have sold like gangbusters today.
Yeah.
It was so provincial back in the 30s.
Yeah. And finally, I don't want to make anybody feel OLD.
Okay, then don't.
But I think this might. Mama June's daughter.
Oh, God.
Pumpkin.
Yes.
You remember Pumpkin?
No.
Well, Pumpkin is pregnant. She's a pregnant pumpkin. She's with twins.
Yes.
With Twinkies.
Yeah, but this is her fourth. She'll have four kids now.
Pumpkin has four kids?
Well, one, two in cooking and two outside.
Where's Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo's younger. Oh, Pumpkin's only 22.
Okay. Honey Boo Boo's younger.
Yes.
Okay. No, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Lauren Pumpkin Shannon is expecting twins.
Lauren Pumpkin Shannon.
Yeah.
I want you to start calling me Pumpkin.
No, you don't. Lauren Pumpkin
Beckham Falcone.
Yeah. We need to find out. Is Honey Boo Boo Pumpkin? Or
no.
Is that somebody different?
No, it's Honey Boo Boo is a different girl. Her name's Elena.
Okay. So Honey Boo Boo is the youngest.
Alana Thompson.
Okay. So Lauren is Pumpkin.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, Pumpkin. Anyway, so there's four kids with Mama June.
Yeah. I'm glad that whole thing passed us by.
I didn't want to make you feel OLD.
I don't feel OLD.
Okay.
I feel better.
Dirty? Okay, Pumpkin. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.